All right, can I have some... What's been your biggest aha, your favourite learning, your biggest light bulb moment of today so far? Ready? Let's go, let's go. Tanya!
No, I thought you meant for this last session, which was absolutely awesome. Welcome, science, simplicity.
Were you in our session? It's kind of cool. We talked... Amazing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What else? What else? Nadine? Can you say that again slowly and bigger?
Slowly? I don't think
so. Yeah, no, I know.
Hi, I'm Nadine.
You got it.
Alex.
Oh. No.
It's just a button.
She's so brilliant.
What would
turn you up, turn you on. Let's just do this. Go.
Is it on? Yeah. Yes. Ah, kia ora, kia ora. Alex was talking to us about the stories we tell ourselves to justify not succeeding, not completing, not finishing, to justify procrastinating, saying we're not ready, we're scared of succeeding. It was... quite an eye-opener.
What did you take from that?
Be on the lookout for yourself trying to trick yourself.
Self-sabotage.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a big one.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's huge. And, you know, it's so much... Literally what's going on in our heads is going to determine what happens in the real world, isn't it? Whether we... How we think about things, how we perceive them, how we move through things... The speed of which we move through things, like when the shit hits the fan, when we hit the absolute rock bottom, how fast can we pick ourselves up again? Like that's the big thing, isn't it? So you surround yourself with the people around you going, no, you're better than that. I got you. All you just need to do is this. It's who you surround yourself with as well. That's such a beautiful thing. Thank you for sharing, Nadine. That was beautiful. What else has been your big aha, your big learnings, your big... Pauline, you had one?
I've just learnt, I think, to believe that I can still do it, even though I'm not as young as most of the kids here, that it still can be a thing that I can do, because I don't think up until yesterday I believed that.
Hmm. Pauline has celebrated her 50th anniversary of her studio that she started last year. Who also essentially was the first dance studio founded in an entire region in Australia, who brought dance to an entire region, this woman. How cool is that? And we're so blessed. And we have so much to learn from you. So thank you. Thank you. Oh, we learn a lot from... Don't we learn a lot from Pauline? Oh, yeah. We learn so much from you. Thank you. We're blessed. Big light bulbs. Ahas. David. Yep. Here you go, pass it down. Thank you, Kristen.
On the opportunities page, I wrote down, I'm a huge control freak, and so I feel like...
Join the club.
I need to do everything for my studio, and one thing that I wrote down today was that I want to develop more trust in people to work and share in my vision.
Bravo, 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 bravissimo, bravo, bravo, very well done.
I won.
You won! You're the winner! Congratulations, David. Amazing learning. I mean, that's huge. That's huge. Thank you. Other learnings. What else have you got taken? Yes, Amy.
Just from a recent text message, that I, similar thing, I can actually let other people do some of the jobs. I just got a text message. I was out of time this week and didn't get back to about 7 inquiries, and I put a call out for my teachers on Facebook and said, who's got a spare 1 to 2 hours to call back these people and help them? And she messaged back and goes, this is who's booked in, this is who I spoke to, and I've messaged all the relevant teachers for the trials booked.
Wow. Bravo, 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 bravissimo, bravo, bravo, very well done. Why is that so important? Let's just kind of, congratulations, Amy. Why? What is that going to, what does that do? What does that give? Yes. Oh, you're very poetic. I quite adore it. I quite adore it. Space to plan and thrive. Yeah. And time for you. Do you know the interesting thing is sometimes they can do it better than we can? AKA Michelle. Sometimes, like, we all have different strengths, and this is learning to know what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, and how can I actually help to really create something special that doesn't necessarily require you.
4 years, and this is the first 7 inquiries I've had. I haven't spoken to them, don't know anything about them.
Oh, how's that feel?
Yeah,
excellent. So great. Carla.
So a lot of the things that we've spoken about today, I suppose I've known that I've needed to do. Mm. So there haven't really been aha moments, but something that I really took was the whole idea of holistic success. Mm. And for me, on our 2020 boards, that's the first time I've ever written or even put out loud what my long-term vision would be, and to me that just gave me so much joy and felt that it is achievable. It's not just some big fantasy I've had in my head for years and years. Like, I've never said it out loud to anyone.
Wow.
And that just gave me a lot of joy and a lot of confidence in my belief in myself. So thank you.
And have you got some fire in your belly now?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I like that. That's so great. Beautiful. Beautiful Katya from Singapore.
I have to say, since I came in this morning, I didn't look at my phone once.
Oh.
I don't know what time it is. I didn't read any email. I have the phone on silence. I didn't look at it at all. I don't know even what time it is now, and I really don't care for today and tomorrow.
You are in the zone.
And whatever happens in the studio, whatever happens with my family, they can solve these issues by themselves. They are teachers. They are with me long enough. They should know what they do.
Because this time for you is so, it's so precious. One more, one more. Okay, go. Tanya and then Lily.
Thank you. No, it was just on the same vein as the welcome. It was all about the experience, but not just the experience you can see, but from the word go into consistency of the experience, like really digging deep into the experience. So yeah, that's definitely for me, definitely like above everything else, and that everything else will kind of filter through and happen.
That is how we make every decision, in fact. It's kind of like in our decision-making scaffold, that is the experiences first, and really they're the values. I mean, if you think about it, the experience is the values you hold. Because the value progression, everyone here has pretty much done the SEP. You know, we start here at value one, and then they graduate to value five, and then they kind of get to there, and then that links back to here. And what is that really? It's putting structure around the experience you want to provide. Yeah. So, in our decision making process as a studio owner, we're thinking, okay, well, how can every facet of the simplicity of the onboarding, of the systems, of the retention meet the values and the values of the intention we have for the student experience. It's just everything. Everything. Pretty cool, huh? Pretty cool. So tomorrow morning, actually, tomorrow we're going to be doing one exercise on values in action. So how to kind of create that whole experience that is so rich in value, the whole experience that's rich in values to another level. To another level. And people here in evolution, like, since you've started kind of really playing with values, what's shifted in your business? I'm just kind of curious to see kind of like how you've led that. Alyssa and actually Claire, we might go for Claire, I haven't heard.
Basically, yeah, but just being, and you know, I'm still go like the same
The moment you say no, what happens? You have the power back, yeah. And we talked about this briefly before. It's that kind of like the moment that you have that, like, well, this is okay. It's amazing how everything flourishes from there, actually. And the ease comes and the joy and the scale of the business come from when you decide, this is how we do things. And I'm okay with saying no to you because I know I have the confidence in what I've designed to create it. Marika?
Similar but different. It's just when you are trying to make a change, you can link them back to your values. So, for instance, one of my values is excellence. Not excellence in dancing, like I don't want elite level students, but from the venue to my teaching, to my staff's teaching, to how I train them, I expect that to be excellent. So when we were trying to get rid of parents watching in classes, we said our value is having an excellent learning environment. So we need to make this a safe and quiet place for our students to learn so that excellence can be achieved. Mm. And boom, oh, okay. Did we have one complaint? Well, we had two, but that was
because classic Marika. Yeah, so but two's not bad. Out of
two,
like, it's a very small percentage.
And they came back. They told me they were quitting as they walked out the door, and I was like, okay. Later on that night, I got an email back, and I just went back to the values. We've reconsidered. We'd like to come back.
That's okay. Beautiful. I tell you what, a values rich you is so rare. We are the rarities. We are the shining unicorns here. We truly are. In the studio industry, we are. It's quite irresistible when you start putting all of this into play, and you find that you just attract students like bees to honey. Because is that right? Is that the thing? Yes. Bees. I never understood that because the bees make the honey. It should be bees to pollen. That's right, that's right. So, Chanel, yes?
I just want to, like, I had it talking about parents and telling you what to do. At the beginning of last year, I had a mother who's, they've been with me since I started, which would have been 4 years ago, and her daughter was talented, but, like, there's a lot, she wasn't naturally talented, so you kind of had to get her to it.
Yeah. I do that a lot. Sorry about that.
And I realised
it's a problem.
And that mother ended up leaving as well. And after that, I said to my mum, you know, it's really sad because I love the child bits. Like, I had such a good relationship with the child. But it actually feels like a backpack's been lifted off my shoulders. I can actually just be me now. Like, I felt amazing because all of a sudden, I didn't have to, like, I felt like I actually had to this mother and say, listen, is this okay to do? Is this, can I do this?
Who's running this business?
I constantly felt like she was overpowering me.
And as a young studio owner, that's it's challenging to find that place of strength. Yeah, that's
and
really
since
good. It starts with us, beautiful ones. It starts with us. And that thriving self is the center of everything. And so what we're so passionate about here is helping you to be able to do what you need to do to be able to lead, to be able to make the changes that you seek so that you can go and absolutely propel forward in your vision towards your 2020. And what we love as a team in particular is you know, you've worked, aren't these women like brilliant? Do we not have like the dream team here? And can you feel not only like are they intelligent, but they care as well? And that's kind of really just the heart of Studio Evolution. And it's a program where we are such a beautiful family and helping you to actually have the accountability to make things happen in your life and in your business, and to really work with you over 12 months to get the things done. But more than that, you know, to get, yes, we'll get the autoresponders done because I've actually written them. Like, I actually have the 5 emails written, and I just say, just put your studio name in here, and then we have a virtual assistant who you gain access to as part of the program. And so you just send me back the Word doc with your studio name and tweak a few things, and then we get the studio virtual assistant to upload it for you. You know, we're so all about giving you greater ease and giving you such a greater ability to get where you need to be. And so we've kind of tried, we've done everything we can to make this program the way you can get the greatest results in the shortest amount of time in 12 months. And that's what the Diamond Plan is all kind of centered around. It's accountability, but with love. And champagne and chocolates.
And cheese.
And cheese, yeah. We really like cheese as a team. We really do like cheese. So we've got some lovely brochures. For those of you who are looking, who are kind of feeling today like, you know, you feel like you're really just this conversation, the level of support, the level of connection, you can see it amongst each other here in this room, and you've met the team who are, you know, together we work with you for the 12 months. And this is something for you just to look over tonight and have a little think about and consider this, because truly this program has created outstanding results in this industry and creating another level of studio business with the level of care and the level of support that can truly help you to get where you want. And yes.
Is it sort of designed with these level or size?
We tend to work with studios over 100 students. We have had some that are kind of, we've seen, like for some, for example, who are on a bit of a growth track, we can see the trajectory. We've taken them on definitely, but we have studios in Evolution currently up until over 2,000 students is our largest Studio Evolution member. So of all sizes, we've got those 100, 200, 300, 500, 800, 1,000, 1,300, 2,000 plus. So we have the wealth of knowledge. And what you've probably seen as well is that we not only do a combination of every week, there are weekly calls where you can jump on and gain access to, I'll be kind of coaching with you, plus our mentors as well. Every week you submit a piece of marketing or a piece of your website that we give you feedback on how to tweak. The incredible Trish is actually helping you to kind of choose your photos, choose your headlines, choose your wording. So we're actually giving you like, go put this out. We tweak your marketing campaigns. We have Louise Griffiths, who is my personal online business manager. She goes and helps you and shows you how to install Facebook ads into your studio. So we're working so closely with you on helping to not only develop the systems. So every month, Alexandra trains you in the studio systems that you need in across your business. I'm training you on marketing and attraction, on vision and values, on leadership. We have incredible Trish, who delivers incredible trainings on team and on retention. This woman is the master of retention and marketing, incredible master of attraction here as well. Michelle works with you to train your admin team and on how to hire and to train a VA. Like, it's comprehensive support and with fun too. And so you get to be part of this beautiful community, and you've seen the people here with the dark blue lanyards on today. And so if you have any questions, go and chat to them as well, because they can tell you about what their experience has been like. And we'd love to welcome you, because we care so much about helping to make it easier for you to do what you love and to help you get the results. And I truly do believe that it does not have to be this hard, because I see it happen. We see it happen time and time again, how much easier it can be when you just tweak the strategy. And having us on your team, the world is your oyster. The world is your oyster, and we'd love to play with you for 12 months. So have a little think about that tonight. If you have more questions, tomorrow at lunchtime, I'm just going to have a lunch. And if you want to kind of come and have a chat with me, you're invited to come and just find out more about the program and speak to our mentors. And we'd love to invite you to do that. Trish, do you have anything you kind of want to add that I've forgotten, or Alexandra? Oh, yeah. Or did I cover most of it? Well, the only thing that I do want to say is that if you do want to join this weekend, we would love to double the hours you get with our virtual assistant. if you come on board this weekend with us, we'll give you twice as many hours with our beautiful virtual assistant. The Michelle trained and managed, and this is not just like a virtual assistant, This is a virtual assistant trained for studio business, who knows how to market for studios, who does graphic design, social strategy. She does, like, Michelle, she's
amazing.
She's amazing. And so, yes, you get double the hours. So that's something fun to think about if you are inclined. And please do come and chat with us if you have any questions at all. Beautiful. So we've probably got time for one more thing that I'd like to do with us together. And given that we have about half an hour, don't we? Excellent. What about if we have a little bit of a panel kind of discussion? Well, I think this might be really fun, that we can kind of teach you some things that we really love. I'm going to throw it to you guys. What do you need to know more of right now to set you up for your one thing for tonight? Covering that, tomorrow we're doing the machine. So which we'll kind of work out like how we're going to flow it through the whole interaction machine would be beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah. Cool. I know.
Systems.
Systems, good.
Which one? No, it was just more not necessarily for me, but just which system, if you had to pick the one system that is the most important to fix first, what do you think it would be?
Do 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 do. I have an opinion, and also we'll see what we'll see. Can we each give our? Yeah, let's give. Yeah, the battle of the mentors. Oh, because there's a system. We have a system for retention. We have a system for anything.
Okay, so financial system. That's true.
She does.
I do have a good computer. Yes.
Financial systems.
Okay. So.
No, I was just trying to ask it to sort of help. Because it gets very overwhelming.
Okay.
So it's not actually for me.
A few weeks ago, I posted a budget on the Facebook group, which is to be used as a template for the budget so you can best manage your cash flow. So go and get it.
Yeah. It's in the Facebook files. For me, if I was to answer kind of your first question around about like which of the systems is most important, I kind of feel that once you get your pricing scaffold value kind of offering locked in, everything becomes easier. Enrollment becomes easier, retention becomes easier. If you get your pricing system right, and that flow through of receiving funds for retention, think about how that impacts on it. That would be what I would spend the most time thinking about for me personally.
Mine was going to be definitely the financial collection. So looking at how that system is in place for it to make it work for you, so that you have that financial flow, and then use a bookkeeper, use an accountant. Do not be scared to do that. Those two things are one of your biggest investments, to have a bookkeeper or an accountant as part of your business, or you're subcontracting out to them. It can be daunting, can't it? Anything to do with finances, everyone in Evolution and Chantel will speak for me. I'm scared of money. Okay? It's not.
She makes a lot of it, but she's scared of it.
Who was saying to me, I want to learn about financial. Who was it? You were sitting at the back at first. Oh, it's
Lily.
Sitting at the back. Okay, can you stand up, please? What did you tell me earlier?
I would love to learn about the financial side through either a TAFE or an online uni course so that I can take control of that.
Beautiful.
Okay, hold on. This is right. But hold on, stay there. You're fine.
is that the best use of your time? What do you want to do? Do you want to become a financial manager? Do you want to run a studio?
I want to be running the studio so the studio principal can focus on growing the business so that she can implement her ideas and create Vocalize to be what it should be, could be, and will be. So that means doing the admin, it means doing the financial side, it means being able to kind of just all the stuff everyone hates, I love. So that's what I want to do.
That's awesome. Okay, so I think that my suggestion for you, if you accept it, it's almost like a... is to maybe think about having a big, nice, long conversation with your accountant about what you need to know. That's going to take maybe even a whole afternoon if it needs to be, without you having to commit to a whole new course when you could be spending your time growing your business, getting more numbers, doing your marketing, fixing your... whatever you have to do. Because maybe you don't need a degree in accounting. I'm just, you know, making... to be able to run your studio. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of tend to agree. If anything, that's kind of fees... kind of baby in some ways, like I get, yeah, so you free her up so she can have time for that.
Yes.
Cool, you got this. Can we talk about while we have the three of us here, can we kind of team teach something quite fun? These two are masters when it comes to kind of designing the experience for retention. I want to talk about a system for retention. Would you like to know about a system for retaining students? Okay, let's talk about this. So there's a little kind of quote I want to share with you that I believe that retention is the applause you receive for designing an experience that delights. Do you want me to write that again? Say that again. Retention is the applause you receive for designing an experience that delights. Retention is the applause you receive for designing a system that delights. Now, there are three kind of categories that we're seeking to, we need, when we're considering this concept of how do we structure, how do we systematically retain more students? Yeah, you with me? How do we systematically retain more students? The first thing that we need to do is we need to decide, okay, well, what do we stand for? This is very much your values. So how are we embedding the values within every experience? So we're thinking about, okay, I want to retain a student for how long? What's your intention for retention? How long do you want to retain a student for? Do you know?
15 years. 15. 3 to 18.
3 to 18. So for 15 years. What else? What other numbers have we got?
10 years.
Okay, so this is kind of a cool thing. So if we're designing a lesson plan, what if we were to design a lesson plan for a 10-year student or a 15-year student? What does that start to bring up in your mind? What does that start you thinking about? What would you need to be aware of?
The outcomes.
The education outcomes. What else?
Stages,
the milestones. Yes. What are they going to need to feel?
Happiness,
stepping stones, progression. Exactly, we're going to need to do that. So we need to think, okay, so if we're going to decide that we're going to enroll, we want to retain a student for 10 years. Yeah, we need to decide, okay, so if I know that they're going to need to fill milestones, because if there's no almost graduation point, if there's no sense of like the school year is like, you know, you move up into year 7 and it's an identity shift, yeah? And then when you go into year, you know, even to year 10, it's kind of going to the senior school type thing usually. And it's another identity shift. So we're having to decide what are the kind of milestones and identity developments. Now let's think about that. Identity developments. Let's think about kind of in two ways, like the internal and the physical external of the identity. So what do you think I mean by that? When I'm saying we need to think about the internal identity developments, but also the external of identity developments. Think about what I mean.
Yeah.
Exactly. There has to be a visual, I'm a new person. I have status. How can we embed status into the retention idea? Trish, what do you feel? I just jump in. Jump in whenever you feel like it. So we think about how we first of all have to decide, okay, how long are we going to retain them for? How long are we going to keep them going? And how are we going to systematically do that? And the other thing I want to put in with this kind of decide factor is then how are we needing to think about from preschoolers into kindy, if I was to write a lesson plan for seeding from one to the next. So I was talking to Felix earlier about one of our, you may have, one of our evolution clients, she's on maternity leave right now, she's just had a baby, Jada. And so she runs a Latin dance studio up in Brisbane. And we, for her, we roll about 125 new students every 6 weeks. Every 6 weeks. And that's with predominantly a Facebook ad strategy, in case you're curious. Good budget. Good budget for Facebook ads, but we have a kind of a, and it's a 6 week kind of campaign. So in the 6 weeks, every single week is mapped out with messaging. Day one of week two, this email needs to go up with this particular call to action or this particular thing. We know that our drop-off is most at the end of week four, so we need to have a shiny disco ball moment at the end of week four. So we bring in some people. We know then we need to bring in people from Foundation One here to be able to talk to them about the experience, to be able to connect with them. In this week, we kind of do the enrollment. We kind of see the enrollment for this week, and then this week, we're kind of still continuing the messaging so we can enroll them up here. So literally, if you, we have choreographed, I know this is a short-term thing, but if you can apply it to any kind of, like term four, if you literally thought, okay, term four, what do I need to do each day of each week in order to retain them into the next year? You with me? And so when she joined Evolution, she was about 30% retention from the six-week Latin dance starter course into Foundation One of Latin, which is kind of goes through the, like the salsa levels. She can go up and up. 30%, and she's now at 65-70%. And if you think about how fast you, which is still like 65-70, you might be going, oh, that's all right, but this is every 6 weeks. Think about how many students that's bringing on every 6 weeks, how much that compounds. But my point is, I would love for you to really think overnight about what you would be teaching and communicating and messaging in order to get that. So we have an autoresponder sequence that literally goes week by week, teaching them to sell and teaching them to buy Foundation One. You with me?
Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking generally speaking here, our 10-week terms in Australia, when do you start planting the seed for your teachers to start messaging that to the children in the class, to the parents? Can you wait until week 8? Can you wait until week 10? It's too late. It's too late. You need to start making that connection about that progressive stage from one term to the next. We start ours about, you're going to get scared.
This is good.
In week three.
Write that down.
We start in week three. So they've been with us 2 weeks. We start, and it's very subtle. Please know that. It's sophisticated. It's professional. We start to subtly message what is coming 8 weeks later again. We start to make sure that our teachers are making that connection about the progress that the students are making. We know that teachers observe the progress and that they don't always necessarily, most teachers will, but not all teachers will necessarily make sure that they're communicating it to the students or communicating it to the parents. Why would you want your child to re-sign to something if you have no idea what progress they've made in class? And it can't just be at the last moment, can it? Because it's going to be so insincere then. So let's be honest. I'm like, we're not, I sort of say, we fake it, but we don't fake it. We just have to make a conscious decision that this is something that we need to implement on a consistent basis every single term. But it becomes easy. It becomes second nature. So we have it very much at my studio, a rinse and repeat every 10 weeks. What happens in week one? What happens in week three? What happens in week four? What happens in week five? Every single term. My team, no, it's simple. It's simplistic. We were talking about that just outside. It doesn't have to become complicated. They know what happens in week one of every term, the messaging. They know how they need to connect with this beautiful parent here. They know that in week six is when we do our beautiful mini showing. We get the parents, that's our observation week. We don't leave too long a period before we ask them to re-enroll. It literally is that next lesson. They get that beautiful invitation, which is just this beautiful shiny disco ball, absolutely, but it's true, it's real. They're part of that experience. They've signed up. I was talking about this yesterday at Evolution. People were like a little bit daunted that I will always start a re-enrollment period 6 weeks before term starts. I will start a new enrollment period for the new year, so let's say if it was 2017, 3 months in advance. Let's not, and many of you do here, which I love, because you're giving yourself a chance. You're giving yourself an opportunity. Let's not leave it until January. Plan everything out. Make it a conscious decision. Decide what you're going to put in place. Decide how it's going to work for you.
And Trish, I believe you have this, like literally it's all laid out in Trello, so that her team knows what's coming in week three, messaging what needs to be kind of go out. Week six, it's all so formulaic.
And whilst it's formulaic, it's then personalised to what is happening within the term. And it's not delivered in a robotic way, not at all. It actually becomes so, so authentic because it's part of teaching. It's part of teaching.
Can you give us an idea of what sort of things you would get your teachers
to say? In terms of messaging about the next term or
about the next term.
Certainly. So it might just be shining a little bit of a glimmer. And I'm going to use an example, so it's not just about myself, if that's okay, Jamie.
Yes.
Bec was talking to me yesterday about, in terms of her show for the next year. So if I was putting on the show for the next year, I would just... The teachers would start to mention, just to give a little glimpse of this is what about, or they might bring in a beautiful... I teach early childhood, as we're all aware of here. So, but if it was for a Broadway Academy performance, and can you remind me which one it was, Bec, please? What performance?
Oh, Shrek's coming up.
Okay, Shrek.
Yeah.
Okay. So if it was Shrek, how would you get the kids excited about Shrek? You might have this beautiful picture of it. You might have some music that you might have playing. You just need to have the occasional thing each lesson. It could be 2 minutes. 2 minutes within the whole context of your hour class, just to start building that excitement. I'd like you to think about what you do when you go on a holiday. Do you only get excited the day before? No. You start getting excited as soon as you start thinking about that holiday, don't you? Let's approach things that way. What makes you get excited? What period of time do you need to get excited? You can't just get excited and go, yep, I'm going to do it. I'm going to decide for tomorrow. Give them time. Give your families time. Give yourself permission to give them time.
Getting back to the show thing, what I normally do is I don't tell them until close to the end of term two because they keep coming to me, what's the show this year? What's the show this year? Oh my gosh, we're so excited. What's the show? When are you telling us? So would you keep it that way because it builds that excitement, or do I start putting little clues around the studio?
You could do clues, or you could dangle another carrot. You could be discussing something else.
Oh, that's an opportunity. You would jump on it. They're asking for the information. Don't just give it to them, make them guess for it.
Excellent. Perfect. You're on. That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
I don't know what it is. Well, next week I'll give you another picture on it.
It's brilliant.
So is that what kind of...
Yes.
A bit. Yeah. And if I can just come back very briefly to Jamie's question about messaging. Speak in the affirmative. When you're speaking to the parents, and I'm not telling you anything that you don't know, so please know that I'm not asking of that, but always speak in the positive. Don't necessarily ask for the enrolment. We want you to ask for it, don't get me wrong. But it's speaking in the positive. Tanya,
when we're here next term, this is going to happen. Do you know what your child is going to have the most beautiful experience when we are learning about this? Mm. See where I'm at? As opposed to the, are you thinking about having Sophie return?
This would make me more quiet.
So my business is a little bit different because we don't have performances, but we do have events. But if there's no real competitive edge in anyone that's there. But what I have found myself organically doing is just talking about what they might learn in the future, and you know, and what workshops are coming up and what they can delve into. So planning is sort of a very big thing for me, and we have a set plan.
We'd like it to appear organic. Remember, perception is everything. You don't want it to be, oh, a teacher standing up there going, oh, that's right, I've got to talk about this.
Okay.
But from a business owner perspective, structure is everything, isn't it?
In the SCP group, there's that video called Apple Marketing. Have you guys watched that? And that is essentially that template that I talked about. Like, you don't talk about the Apple, you talk about everything relating to the Apple. And then you take, like, the coding system, because we like systems, and you take, like, the A1, A3, A16, and you allocate them across the week. If you just search in the SCP group for Apple Marketing, there's a video that I put in, I think it was in week one or two, of this round of the SCP. And that essentially is... You could apply that to retention. I mean, that's really, it was kind of framed more as an attraction strategy, but really if you kind of thought, you know, how this kind of applies to retention, that would be it. So our second D, if I just kind of put that like that, our second is that we want to discover, we want to kind of know, okay, well, why are students leaving? And what do I need to do to plug the holes? What do I need to do to plug the holes? And so we're thinking about, or how I need to find out what they want. And also, I think that these two women here are very good at this, about not being too pandering to just what we think that they want, but also leading with, this is, you know, the entire experience is so choreographed, has so much intention, that we've actually kind of, we're able to say, this is what's going to be best. And that, and being empowered to be able to run with that. Overwhelming.
So instead of going, you know, what do you want? Do you think that they should do ballet or jazz or tap? Or if you just go, well, I have seen your daughter in the trial class, and I actually think that if she did one class of ballet and then a stretch and then did a little bit of jazz for fun, so she can really connect with other kids, do you think that as a parent you'd be just going, oh, these people know what they're doing, they've actually paid attention, and then they looked, and then they offer me the right program for my daughter or whatever, then that's gonna make sense, right? You know what you know, they know what they know. And having that kind of confidence in yourself will really help.
Mm.
But it doesn't mean that you don't want to be curious to know what they're thinking. That's completely different. And that's where you need to discover and question people, ask them. If you don't know something, ask, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we just did a concert. What do you think went good? What do you think went bad? Every time we run a workshop or an event, just ask for some feedback. You know, what did you learn? What was great? What could be done better? And just take the feedback. Don't feel resentful for feedback. Feedback is good. Feedback is your opportunity to grow and improve. Be really, you know, when you get those emails that are just like, you just don't like them, yeah? Everyone's got this experience? Okay. When you get that email, instead of feeling like, oh, I don't feel good, I hate people, they're such a difficult person. Well, actually, no, that's not what's happening here. Someone has had an experience that they think, and then because it's in your studio, it's happened in your studio, you are responsible for what's happening here. So welcome that email and look at it going, okay, so if that person is having that experience and I'm responsible for their experience here, what can I do better? So you thank them. You thank them for having had this, you know, none of this emotional reaction, but you thank them for their feedback, for taking the time to actually come to you and not just go out and just, you know, be very mean in your back or something, you know? You thank them and then you go,
I actually really appreciate this. I wasn't aware of this, so I've actually been working on that. And then by just being honest and truthful about what's actually going on, you know, you, yeah, that's a problem, and you acknowledge it, you take responsibility, people will be even more inclined to listen to you, to be more loyal in the future, because they know you can take feedback, they know you can improve, they can see you putting in place the, you know, the steps to improve that specific problem, and then better. People understand people can make mistakes, they just don't like when it happens, but that's okay, you can handle that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Totally.
And look
beautiful.
At the trends. If we're talking about the gaps, I'll keep this very brief.
Mm.
If we're talking about fixing the gaps, working out why they're leaving, look for the trends over a period of time. So look for the trends within the space of the term. Look for the trends within a class.
Yeah.
Within a genre or a style of music teaching that you're doing as well, or a genre of dance or performing arts. Look for the trends. I'm like, I'm a pattern girl. My team just go, oh, when I say I'm going to talk about a trend here. Because that gives you the answers.
Mm.
If you can identify the things that are going slightly astray, or potentially identifying the reasons why people are leaving, then you can go, okay, what could I do to potentially create a solution for this? What could I put in place beforehand as a preventative thing, as opposed to going, oh, I've got to try and fix this, and I've got to try and attract 60 million people just to allow my classes to continue. Remember, to get a true education, we need that sequential learning. That sequential learning. As educators, we don't want people just for a term or even just for a year, do we? Okay? If we're going to allow the students, whether they be toddlers, children, teenagers, or adults, to learn, it's over a period of time. Let's look at that first part in terms of designing that period of time, but then let's look at the trends, why people leaving and going from there to put in that fix.
And you guys have heard me say in the past that there are three pillars of retention. So we can understand when we find a trend that there's three possible reasons of why they're leaving. The first is actually variety, which really does speak to milestones. Funnily enough, I didn't plan that. But if there's not enough variety, if they not feel like they're kind of doing something different, there's like, this is a new stage, this is a new level, this is a new, like, it feels completely new, they're going to get bored and stale, and then eyes will start wandering. A connection, if they're kind of not feeling their relationship level with either peer level, a student to teacher level, or on a studio basis, their identity is not feeling like I'm growing in the relationship, and they won't feel as engaged. So we're looking for the trends of where the connection has dropped off, whether it was with a particular teacher, or whether you can actually kind of see, like, you know, I can really see, like, that 13-year-old mark, like, it just is a, you know, it's a bomb. And what can I do to help their identity step into this next level of connection with the studio? I'll say that again. What can we do to help their identity development gain another level of connection within the studio? Are you with me? The third one is the status, which is progression. Just as Trish was saying, there's a trend of, like, why aren't they going? So how can we almost manufacture progression is what I want you to play with. How can I manufacture progression in the studio? How can I manufacture, even if it's a one continuum of learning, how can I manufacture artificially progression so they feel like they're going, don't drop it on the right dress. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm not going to wear it, I'm throwing this out. But it's true. We have to feel like there's a progression. Yeah, we have to feel like I'm moving up, I'm ready for the next level. And once we discover the trends, we can then match them with, okay, we need to decide. We've discovered this is the breakdown. We need to decide how to fix it. And then once we've done that, it's very simple. Deliver. Now, if you have got a beautiful... if you've manufactured progression, if you've really thought through the steps that we're going to do and how we're facilitating connection and variety on a macro level and on a micro level, variety in class but also in relationship, variety, you know, across a year. What about variety on a 10-year platform? Yeah, you with me? Like, if we were doing this lesson plan, yeah, I know Carla's like, oh my God, it's big. But I want you to think about it. This is mastery. This is excellence.
Still reaching that benchmark. But once you create that entire package from the get-go, that's when the true beauty and magic occurs in terms of being a studio owner and delivering the experience that links to your values. Because that's where you're speaking from. You're speaking from your heart. And that entire process would be linked to your why, to your values. Every single thing in that pure alignment. If you think about it in terms of alignment of a dancer, okay, the execution looks...
I still can't stay next to this one.
Execution is efficient when everything is in place, isn't it? It's so much easier. It doesn't exhaust. You can do it. You can repeat it multiple times. I imagine, and hoping someone can give me a music analogy as well.
I think it's vocal placement, kind of, you know, if you have a, you know, if the larynx is in the right alignment and palate up. Yeah.
The same thing applies to your business model and how you have planned for your future. If it's in true alignment, it just works more efficiently. It's not exhausting. It's not hard. That's my analogy for the day.
It's your freedom. It's your freedom to choose what you're going to do with your time, with your money, with your family, with your friends, with your, you know, if what you want is to teach all day, every day, then you have the freedom to do that and not do those emails all the time. If you, what you want to do is just run the studio from a distance, like I do, my studio is 12 hours away. I haven't been back in, I don't know, like in 7-8 months, I'm not there. And it just runs, you know. And anything in between, you can choose. That's the point here. The point is that once you've got all this in place and all the jigsaw puzzle is together, you can choose to live the life you want, whatever that is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that freedom is priceless. I fight for it all day, every day, like a tiger. It's like, freedom is what I want. And that's what you need to live your life.
Alexandra the Tiger. I like that. So we have a little bit of bedtime reading for you. It's very short, but we have some bedtime reading for you to do today. So Michelle's going to pass around. May I have one copy? So it's chapter one of The One Thing. We thought that, you know, this would be just good for you to really get your thinking going on another level. And on the back... It's all right. Your home play for this evening is to read chapter one of The One Thing. Spend some quiet time tonight. It's only... It's really not much. And again, just this is kind of like just consolidating everything from today. What you believe is the one. Gary Keller. Oh, you got me. Oh, good. Thank you, Gillian. Excuse me. What do you believe is the one most important thing for you to focus on in your studio strategy? I want you to think about that now. Because today we've kind of gone like, whoo, haven't we? Yeah, he's feeling a bit like that.
Yeah.
You have entered the vortex. It's good. It's good. I want to shake up your thinking a little bit. Because if I can do that, and you'll go home and you'll think differently... The moment you start thinking differently is the moment you see results differently. Truly, truly. The next question is, what is one thing you can do this week such that by doing it, everything else would be easier or unnecessary? So what are we going to free up from your load so you can do your one thing? Pretty much that question. And then, oh, beg your pardon. No, that's the third question. What is the one thing you can do this week? So if you decide, what do I need to decide to go home and make different? Because, like, you know the worst thing? Like, when you go to these conferences and things like that, you're like, yes, I'm going to take on the world. And then you get back Monday morning, it's like, oh, shit, I have 100 emails. And it's like everything falls by the wayside. And so I want you to think about what is the one thing that you can do this week such that by doing it, everything else would be easier or unnecessary. That is an enormous question to ponder over a glass of wine. There's $5 happy night, happy hour, drinks. No.
Oh, yes. $12 glasses of wine.
No. Yeah, I hear you. That is why you need to join Evolution. That's hysterical. And number three is, what is the one thing you can subtract from your current workload so that you can have greater devotion to your one thing? I need to free you up so you can lead. You guys are carrying and shouldering so much. And if we can help to give you, like, unclip those wings a little, make it work on the right stuff, anything is possible. And today has been the most unbelievably collaborative group. I want to applaud you and say thank you so much for the support you've given each other, the encouragement, how open you've been with sharing. It is bloody beautiful to see the community that we have here. And it's been on behalf of all of us, we have just adored today. I hope you've had a lovely day. And any parting kind of feedback on what they've taken from today? I always like to hear this. What's been your feedback from day one? Go. Call it out. Sorry? My head hurts.
I got a lot
of work to do.
It has to be a big thing.
It's your why. But let's give some examples of one thing. So let's kind of give, should we kind of make it a little bit clear? So for example, your one thing might be, I really recognise that the biggest gap in my business right now is that I don't have an onboarding enrolment sequence. Okay. That could be your one thing. And get rid of everything else. Just think, immerse yourself in that, yeah? It doesn't have to be like change the world. Just connect. Oh, well, you can do that.
Do that.
Tonight. Report back tomorrow. Beautiful ones, thank you. It has been such a beautiful day. We will see you when?
9 o'clock tomorrow, but just remember it's daylight savings, so you get an extra hour sleep tomorrow.
Here's some fun. I'm sure that there will be people down here early. If you want to kind of come down and run some little mini masterminds, you can. I'm sure outside from 9, let's say from kind of 9 a.m., but 8 a.m., but 9 a.m., yeah? If you, some of you want the sleep in, but if you want someone to help you, come down, and I know that people in this room will be able to kind of work with you on your studio strategy and give you a hand, yeah? Does that sound, anyone interested in kind of doing that tomorrow morning? Okay, so the door is open. Have a coffee together and come on down. Would you please give an enormous round of applause for our team? And should we end with three woohoos? Let's stand up and do a three woohoos. Ready? And woohoo! 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 My final points. I want you to drink like a litre of water in the next hour. You need to drink. You need to sleep and let everything percolate. And tomorrow when you come into this room, sit in a completely different spot if you're at the back, because you are a different person than you were when you came in this room today. Okay, can we do that? See you at 9 a.m./10 a.m. 9 a.m., which is 10 a.m. Are you with me? Turn up at 9, which is our 10. Oh, good. So 9 a.m. I love it.